This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extend. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the author of The Synagogue of Satan and In the Name of Yahweh and The Synagogue of Satan Updated, Expanded, and Uncensored. His website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Alrighty, we were talking about, well, it seems like 6 minutes is a long time, but we were talking about multiculturalism, and somebody in the chat room made a statement, which corroborates what you said, is that when you bomb a country to smithereens, then those people, that country is going to have a lot of refugees, and where else are those refugees going to go? But to another country, one that is that seems to have welcoming arms, like the United States or England or something.
Well, exactly, and what's so laughable is that they turn round, and we had a situation some years ago, and we had a plane hijacked over Christmas on the one of the airports in London. And it was hijacked on the runway, and it was, I believe it was Iraqis, I have to look that up. And basically, you know, these people had to, you know, do their business in buckets. They were stuck, it's bad enough being stuck on a plane in that small seat for any length of time, but these people spent that festive period doing that for days. And then the hijackers were arrested and jailed, and then after they got out, they were allowed to stay in this country. It's just absolutely ludicrous.
And oh, my goodness.
And you don't go and bomb a country and then invite its people to come over to the aggressor's country and expect them not to have some sort of animosity towards the people of that country. And it just goes to show, I mean, you know, this business in Syria, it's just... we're supporting Al-Qaeda here, and they're the same people that took down the World Trade Center. Well, no, they didn't take down the World Trade Center. We know who took down the World Trade Center. It was the Mossad. And the 400 so-called art students that were conveniently deported by Michael Chertoff, even though they'd been arrested, and found to have bomb residue in their vans. And then you get... the so-called dancing Israelis, who were Jews dressed up in Arab clothing, filming the event and jumping up and down and laughing, and they get deported. They appear on Israeli television and say that they were there to document the event. Well, how can you document an event you don't know it's going to happen? And the whole thing, it's just the evidence is out there. And I think what they do is they're very cruel people, and they get great delight in putting it out there and then letting real thinkers like you and I discover it, and then saying, well, what can you do about it? Because we control the mainstream media, and hardly anyone's going to listen to you, ha, ha, ha. And that's their attitude. And they're a very insane and sick people.
They are. Would you say sick or evil? I often think, well, sick is usually something that is a legitimate illness. I think they're psychopathic. Would you say they're psychopathic?
Yeah, and I think evil is probably a better description.
Maybe evil psychopaths.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, And then that's when I did my In the Name of Yahweh book, and I discovered that these were the very same people that that Christ had a problem with, and it's them that say, oh, Christ was a Jew, and all this, and it's just absolute nonsense. He said that the Jews, that he talked about them collectively as a race being the children of Satan, and if Christ was a Jew, he'd have been a child of Satan as well, wouldn't he? But then yes, it's no surprise today that the Jews claim to be the Israel of the Bible, and of course that's why they called their state Israel, to try and, you know, so it would make people think, oh yeah, they are the Israel of the Bible. And it's no surprise, because they turned round to Christ in John 8:31 to 8:47 and said to him that they were the children of God. And that's when Christ said, no, you're not, you're the children of Satan. And so if they're prepared to lie to the Son of God, they're going to have no problems lying to us.
Exactly. Sure. And your the name of your book is The Synagogue of Satan, which is what he referred to them as. Andy, we do have some callers. Why don't we take some calls? Let's take Jack in Missouri. Jack, welcome to the program. Jack, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, okay, so let's take Robert in Missouri. Hello? Robert?
Am I on?
You are.
Hello?
Yes, are you Robert or Jack?
Hello?
Hello. What is your name?
Hello.
Well, I have no idea what's going on. Robert, are you there? I guess Robert and, okay, we'll take calls. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. So we'll pass on Robert and Jack. Apparently they have a problem with their phone or something. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, we were talking about, okay, the name of your book and whatnot. So when they get it resolved, then please feel free to call in. Apparently there's some problems here. Okay. Okay, we've talked about multiculturalism, and you've talked about that in your book, of course. You've talked about all those important things in your book. And your book is available at Amazon. And so what would you like to talk about? Let's look at the contents here.
Well, I mean, on the multiculturalism side, I want to stress that this isn't a white superiority angle. What I'm basically saying is that all the other races that participate in the race mixing are basically doing their own race a disservice, because in the end there'll be a whole new group of people on the planet with no racial origins, because they'll all be mixed race. And some
homogenized.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people think that that's a wonderful thing, and some people honestly believe that this is kind of the world getting better, because all the different people are coming together and showing that there's no form of distance between the races, because they're not only prepared to associate, but they're prepared to have children with each other. But my point is that I do have an element of tradition, and I think that if all these different races were put on this planet, then they were put on this planet for a purpose.
Yes.
My main problem that I have is with the Jewish race, and that's purely based upon the evidence that I present, and it's constantly throughout history, going back to ancient times, that they have been a people that have corrupted and enslaved populations of countries. And it's happened time and time and time again. And it just continues to happen today. And all I can do is present my evidence. And that's what I do.
And you do it very well. And Joe, just got another email from Joe. He's quite a contributor here via email. And he says, equal to race mixing is the gay agenda and the sexualization of younger children, which destroys relationships and marriage, and I believe is to eventually normalize pedophilia, or what the politically correct term is, minor attracted. What are your feelings about that?
Well, I hadn't heard that term, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, there's a recent article, and they changed the laws when they changed the laws for the American military, and they now can't wait to marry, have same-sex marriages at all these different American military establishments, and they're giving them additional rights over straight people. They also included there that they were entitled to have sex with animals. And, you know, this is mainstream media that are admitting this. And it's just a complete destruction of any decent moral code. And it's also insanity.
I'll say. Absolutely. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We will be back after a word from our sponsors. Feel free to call in at 800-313-9443 because the lines are working now.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of The Synagogue of Satan and The Synagogue of Satan Updated, Expanded, and Uncensored, and also In the Name of Yahweh. Now, you were talking about homosexuality in the military, and I think that that is very significant that they would push it there. Because look what they use the military as guinea pigs for the vaccines and all the other, toxins. So I think that they are trying to, not dehumanize, but just marginalize the strength of men. Wouldn't you say that that is their attempt, their their objective?
Well, yes, and of course, in the military, you've got predominantly men, and they're all together on their, you know, in various, whether they're in the Navy or whether they're actually engaged in a war and they're together. And then I know now that there's a lot more women in the military, but you have to argue that how many feminine women want to go and fight for a living? And so I would say that you would find a larger percentage than in the general population of those would be lesbians anyway, because it's basically choosing to do a masculine role.
Right, right. All righty, we do have callers lining up. Why don't we take some callers? Let's take Dennis in New York. Dennis, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna and Mr. Hitchcock, Seekers of the Truth and Revealers of the Truth. I love this show. If you have a notebook to scratch this down, there are several documentaries I discovered several years ago, and I've downloaded them and bookmarked them and referenced them often. And I've done research on their research, and they're all airtight, waterproof. The first one is entitled The Ring of Power, Full Version. It's 4 hours and 54 minutes long. Make sure you click on the YouTube on the full version of it, so you're not stuck clicking on 29 different 10-minute episodes to get the whole feature. But this woman doesn't give her name, but she had done the research, and she narrates this remarkable documentary. It's based upon fact from parchments, Egyptian parchments, and Egyptian hieroglyphics. And it tells a different story about the Hyksos, H-Y-K-S-O-S, which is what the Jews at that time were known as. They were a nomadic tribe who wandered into Egypt, and they were welcomed for commerce because they were tradesmen and jewelry and leather goods and so forth and so on. But they were in Egypt for 300 years, and the Jewish story of the Exodus is not the same version you get from the Egyptian hieroglyphics and so forth and so on. These Hyksos became wealthy merchants within 300 years and before 300 years, and started to marry into the Egyptian hierarchy. And they married in, and there was one Hyksos pharaoh. He was a full-blooded Hyksos, and his name was Tutmosis. And at the time of the Exodus, this is the pharaoh that existed, which is not mentioned in the Torah or the Old Testament, the name of the pharaoh, which is interesting. But he went to fight for his people by conquering the Canaanites so that his Hyksos ancestry, lineage, could have a homeland. And they named it Israel because after 300 years, they had become Egyptians. They worshipped Egyptian gods. Israel is short for Isis, the Egyptian goddess Isis. Re is for the Egyptian god of the sun. And El is for the Egyptian god of creation.
Okay,
and it's an absolutely marvelous
Dennis,
study.
Dennis, let's have Andy comment on this. And we do have other callers, so.
Just one more comment, and I'll take my response off the air. In the same documentary, it talks about Jesus Christ as the son of Cleopatra and Julius Caesar. And Cleopatra, of course, was a full-blooded Greek after the Ptolemy reign.
Okay, Dennis, let's have Andy comment. Thank you so much for your call.
Well, I have to say I disagree. Certainly, my knowledge, Israel means Ish, it's Hebrew, or Aramaic. It's Ish meaning man, Ra meaning ruling, El with God. So it was man ruling with God. And Israel, the people of Israel, were basically, they were given the laws, and they were the white race. And that's why they were called Israel, because it was Ish, man, Ra ruling El with God. And that was because they were to obey the laws that were given to them in the Old Testament. And as I prove in the name of Yahweh, I go through a lot of these laws and I show what the Talmud promotes. And it's the complete opposite of these laws of the Bible. So the Jews can't be the Israel of the Bible because they don't follow the laws. They choose to follow other laws in their Talmud.
Right. Okay. And I do have some other issues with that particular video. So anyway, but thanks, Dennis, for your phone call. Let's get back to Jack in Missouri. Jack, are you there?
Hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just first of all, thank you for accepting my call. I was just going to chime in on the part about what I feel is really the most important aspect of what your guest is talking about, and that is the problem with white genocide. And I was just going to say that a lot of people out there, who are naysayers, well, they reject the notion because they say, well, nobody's being cut down by machine guns, so thus it's not a genocide because people aren't officially being killed by such policies. But I mean, it's basically like what the Aboriginal leader Mick Dodson wrote, that assimilation is a form of genocide.
Ah, okay, Andy, what do you think?
Well, Jack, I mean, I completely agree, but your point about when people say, well, people aren't being cut down by machine gun fire, they were in, if you go back to the Battle of the Somme, which in World War One, where Germans and English were just sent over the top and just machine gunned, and millions of them were killed, and that was just designed to wipe out a load of white people. But what the Jews in power prefer, because they are psychopathic sadists, is that they would much prefer us to die slowly. And they love the idea of promoting race mixing as a loving and wonderful thing, when they're laughing behind our backs, knowing that we're killing ourselves off. And it's like a cat. When a cat catches a mouse, or a bird or whatever, it's most disappointed when the mouse or bird dies, because it likes to have as much fun with it as possible, and when it's dead, it's like, oh, the fun's over now, and they have to go and find another one. But they like to keep it alive as long as possible to give them as much fun as possible, and that's what I believe the Jewish power elite that are doing this to us are trying to do today.
What a great analogy. Oh, goodness. All right, Jack, did you have another comment?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd like to recite the full mantra, the full Stop White Genocide mantra.
You know, we are going up on a break in just a few moments, and we also have a lot of other callers.
Okay, well, would you mind if I did that right quick?
Okay, how long is it?
Well, it's about three paragraphs, about.
You know, I hate to cut you off, but we really are short on time, and we do have other callers. Okay, let's take Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Andrew, I'm one of your followers, your handful of followers on Twitter. I got that from the last show, so I'm one of that handful of people. I wanted to talk about a book by Edward Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, called Solving the Mystery of Babylon the Great, where it really ties together this crypto-Jewish faction within the Vatican, the Jesuits, and international, Zionist Jewry. And I wondered if he could expand on that, because I think this is this connection that so many people in the alternative media are missing.
Okay, Robert, we are going to a break. We'll hold you over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of Satan and In the Name of Yahweh, as well as The Synagogue of Satan, the updated, expanded, and uncensored version. His website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. And Robert was talking about Edward Hendry's book, which makes claims about the Jesuits. So what do you think, Andy?
Well, I mean, my point on the Catholic Church, Catholic means universal, and it's a religion that's, you know, anybody can come to. And if people can't read the Bible and look through and actually see that it talks about a particular group of people, the whole Bible is really about Israel and its laws given to Israel, etc. And the Catholic Church has just been a corrupt institution from day one, as far as I'm concerned. You had Martin Luther come out and brought out the Protestant faith, and Protestant came from he protested against the Catholic Church. And one of the things he did was made the Bible available to people, whereas in the past the Catholic Church just said it all in Latin, and for that the Catholic Church sentenced him to death, and he wrote another interesting book called The Jews and Their Lies. So, you know, the information's out there. It's just up to people to choose what they read. But I've got absolutely no respect for the Catholic Church. They're a corrupt institution. They preach nothing about the true scripture, and they're not to be trusted.
Robert, your comments?
Yeah, sure. I just noticed these parallels between the two organizations, let's say Rabbinic, Talmudic Judaism, and the Jesuits themselves, the Society of Jesus, founded by the Murano Jewish guy Ignatius Loyola, and how, like, the Jesuits have been kicked out of, what, 80-some-odd nations throughout their history, and that's just since the 1500s. And, of course, the Jewish population has been purged or kicked out or, you know, suppressed in, like, 100-and-some-odd countries throughout the last, you know, couple thousand years. And so I just find these striking parallels between this order, the Society of Jesus, who had this thing with Lincoln's assassination, and then...
Wait. Let's stay relevant, okay? Really, stay relevant.
I was just noticing these parallels reading that book.
Oh, okay. When I have Hendry on, then why don't you call back and chat with him about it? But anyway, we do have to move on because we do have some other... So thank you so much, Robert, for calling in. Appreciate your call. Let's move on to Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Deanna. A couple things. One thing about, first of all, what we're up against. I have a friend who is... I talked to him a couple years ago about the Jews, you know, and he's a sort of a religious sort of a guy, you know, so I don't want to talk about this sort of thing, you know, and he said at the time that his father had the same views, thought like I did, you know, and his father was a naval officer, and I've been talking to him here recently, and lately he's talking quite a bit. He listens to the NPR, you know, and he's talking like Andrew does about them trying to eliminate the white race and pushing homosexuality and all this stuff, and I said, well, excuse me, he says, well, you know, it's the secular Jews in Hollywood, but he says the blah, 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 the religious Jew, blah, blah, blah. And so I was riding in a car with him, and he had this book. And although he kind of tends to want to think like us, yet he had this book that this Jew had written about how he had... had to pretend or convert to be a Catholic priest. Well, you know the whole story. And it had an introduction by A. Plox and everything. Just a load of propaganda BS. But he was just enthralled by this book, you know, and he was trying to talk to me. I said, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. But here's a guy whose father was in the Navy, and he was in Palestine, you know, over there. And his father was pro-Palestinian. And yet everything this guy knows, from his teaching of his father and what he recognizes intuitively, but yet this book, he can't, you know, these books that these people read and they keep putting out, have him, you know, he won't come over on our side, you know. We're up against a lot of propaganda. And another thing, I've been reading lately, I grew up down around Washington, and I remember hearing at the time, well, the Jews stole the nuclear materials from the United States, and I've been reading about it on the Internet. And I just happened to think about it. I saw on the BBC maybe 4 or 5 years ago, Tony Benn, Andrew, was there a guy named Michael Michelson who was had a position in some sort of ministry over there under one of the labor, under Tony Benn or something, who just sort of like walked in and stole a bunch of nuclear stuff under Tony Benn's nose or something like that? Do you ever hear anything about that?
I haven't, no. I haven't heard the name.
Yeah. It was, I'm familiar with Tony Benn, and you know, he was probably had some sort of ministerial position under Wilson or Callahan, the labor PMs over there. But this guy's name was, I've looked on the internet, maybe I'm mistaken, but he was on the BBC, and it was a guy named Michelson or Michael Michelson or something. And I got the gist of it. He just sort of, you know how they do, they just sort of walk in and take over and shift a bunch of stuff here, there, and everywhere. And Tony Benn like, well, he trusted him, blah, 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 you know. So, well, maybe... maybe I'm wrong, maybe, but anyway, I just wanted to ask you about that. So, all right, well, I just had this few comments. Thanks.
Well, thank you. All righty, let's take, John in California hung up. Let's take Joe in Michigan. Joe, welcome to the program.
Ken, Fort Worth, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Hey, tonight at the Fort Worth Public Library, they're going to have a little JFK 50 anniversary thing, and... the guy, I just lost his name. The guy on Channel 8 or 11 is going to be there. It's going to be a little get together, and they're going to talk about that. For one thing, another thing is get on the internet and hunt Oath of Freemasons, Freemason Oath, and Jesuit Oaths. And I guess that the Pope Francis is the first Jesuit, ain't it?
I'm not. I don't know. Andy, do you know?
No.
That's what I understand. Now maybe they finally got to the top. I don't know. But anyway, go. You can Google Jesuit oaths and Freemason oaths, and you can read them.
Well, of course, we know too where Freemasonry came from, and it was certainly infiltrated. And I believe that all the churches have also been infiltrated.
I think the common denominator in the JFK killing was a Freemason hit on a Mason altar, because it's in a triangular shaped area. And the last turn he went to was a pentagram where five streets come together. You can draw it out. You know, an architect can draw this out. The Freemasons in the Federal Reserve and the Sheriff's Department and the city cops or mobsters or whatever. Have you ever seen that videotape of James D. Bales admitting that he got dropped off and he went up on a grassy knoll and opened up an attaché case and put out a little fireball rifle, one shot with a scope, shot him, put it back in there, closed it up, reversed the jacket, and walked away?
Andy, your thoughts on that?
I haven't seen the video. There's different videos out there with JFK. There's the one with the driver supposedly shooting him. But when you talk about oaths, I think the most interesting oath to read is the Jewish Kol Nidre oath, which is something they say every year. And if you want to look up on the internet, that's Kol, K-O-L, Nidre is N for November, I-D-R-E, and it's basically an oath that they take every year that says any contracts or promises that they've entered into are now null and void. And as a result of that oath, in Christian England years and years ago, hundreds of years ago, Jews were not trusted in court because of that oath.
Indeed, and that occurs in the fall of the year, usually on the Day of Atonement, which is the 10th day of Tisray, which usually falls in September or October of the year. So, and it says all oaths, obligations, oaths, and anathemas, whether called Conan or Conus or by any other name which we may vow or swear or pledge or whereby we may be bound from this Day of Atonement until the next, whose happy coming we await, we do repent. May they be deemed absolved, forgiven, annulled, and void, and made of no effect. They shall not bind us, nor have power over us. The vows shall not be reckoned vows. The obligations shall not be obligatory, nor the oaths be oaths. And that is specifically what the vow is.
Also, in Dallas on the 22nd, on Friday of this month, they're going to have an event there for the JFK 50th anniversary, but they're going to like build a fence around the Dealey Plaza so they can keep guys like me out. And Robert Groden, who's got a new book out, filed a lawsuit against it, a federal lawsuit against it.
Well, that's not a surprise. I mean, the fact is, I was discussing this with somebody earlier in the week, because there's a big, there's lots of big JFK conventions and all the real JFK researchers, because it's the 50th anniversary, are going to go to them, and they're not going to be told anything of the Israel involvement.
Okay, we are going to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of Satan and In the Name of Yahweh, and also The Synagogue of Satan, Updated, Expanded, and Uncensored. His website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. And do you welcome emails from the listeners?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you mentioned a Facebook page?
Yeah, my Facebook page is just Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. I have a Twitter account, but basically everything I put on my Twitter immediately goes onto Facebook, so you don't need both if you don't have it. My Twitter is at AC Hitchcock. My email address is andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com.
Okay, very good. Alrighty. We don't have any more callers. If somebody wants to call in, we don't have that much time, but if somebody wants to call in, it is 800-313-9443. We had some callers dropped, so anyway. Your book is available at Amazon, and it is a Kindle. Is that correct? Is it ever going to come out in hard copy or no?
My book is available in hard copy as well.
Oh, the latest one?
Yeah, In the Name of Yahweh and the Synagogue of Satan, Updated, Expanded, and Uncensored. You can buy them in hard copy or Kindle on Amazon.com. and you can buy them on iBooks or Barnes & Noble Nook. You can also go direct to the publisher through my website, AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. You just, there's a picture of the two books on either side of the main page, and you just click on them and it will take you directly to the publisher, and you can order from them.
Okay.
And one thing I was going to bring up, as we haven't got any more callers, is, and I don't know if the listeners will consider this relevant, but some years ago, I think this is about 2003, I went on a holiday to an African country called Gambia. And basically, while I was there, it was a very underdeveloped country, but there was the local people there had a lot of energy. But how they chose to spend that energy was they had guards on each of the hotels, and when you walked out of the hotels, people would literally be trying to mob you with story after story. I got a regular story of someone would come up to me and say, I'm your cleaner for your room, but I'm going to be on holiday when you leave, so can you give me my tip now, and things like that. And you know, of course, he didn't even work in the hotel. And then someone else would come up and say, my wife needs baby milk, and could you give me any money for baby milk? And then I went on a trip once. I was with a girlfriend at the time. And that had to be said before you went away, that the children like sweets or ballpoint pens or what have you. And you get all these children running up to you shouting, buttut, 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 which was like their equivalent of a 1 cent or a 1 penny coin. And at one point, someone was giving them sweets, and older guy there, probably in his 20s, he said, let me have the sweets and I'll give them to the children. So he gave them the bag of sweets and he started selling them to the children. And my point is I'm sick to the back teeth of being told about all this, you know, we're all equal, et cetera, et cetera. My attitude towards it is that there is, in all these Western countries, a higher percentage of people on welfare of these non-native communities to those Western European or American countries. And I have absolutely no problem with letting these people, if these people can run around in countries like Gambia and they can just be trying to fleece tourists, why don't they spend their time building roads? Why don't they spend their time creating an agricultural base? Why is it that their main purpose is to try and get something for as little effort as possible? I mean, I wrote three books, and you know, my point is that if you want to do something, I could get a cleaner in to clean my apartment. I could get someone to wash and iron my shirts. I don't particularly enjoy doing either of that. I could get someone to wash my car. But I choose to do all those things myself, because in life, whilst you might not enjoy doing something, you do feel a sense of satisfaction afterwards. And I think it's a sad indictment of the people in control that we're just inviting people into our country and we're just letting them sit idle and do nothing.
Exactly. And we do have a lot of people in our country also who have their hand out. And I don't know where they got this idea that they deserve to be taken care of by somebody else. And this is certainly we should all be working, making an effort. We should all be working for our own good. And it is terrible that that people do have their hand out. And I have also traveled and find this to be the case. But I've not gone to any what would be considered third world countries. But when I was in Israel, I ran into beggars there. And, in this country, when I've traveled. And it is a shame. We do have one last caller. Let's take Jerry in Florida. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Deanna, you know, yesterday I heard you trash the founding fathers of America, which I think...
Hey, wait. I did not trash the founding fathers of America. At the beginning of today's program, I said the following. I quoted Clint Richardson, and I said, quote, "The real test of a truther is when he or she can change their opinions based on evidence," unquote. The guest presented a different view, and that is what we do. This is fair and balanced. This is actually fair and balanced broadcasting. We present different ideas. If you accept those ideas, great. If not, great. I did not trash the Founding Fathers. Would you like to rephrase your question or comment?
Look, you're not telling the truth, Deanna. That's a simple
Okay, well, I guess that was a phone call we could have avoided. All
well, I mean, just on that note, I mean, I'm sure that a lot of your guests have completely different viewpoints from me. I mean, you've emailed me about a couple of things that different guests have said, and I don't share that opinion. And even earlier on this show, someone called in and they had a completely different view of Israel to me. That doesn't mean I think that this person is, you know, this person's obviously gone out and done research, and at least they've taken the, made the effort to do research. I think that their conclusions are wrong, and I urge them to look again, but at the same time, at least they're doing research, and they're not just sitting back watching cable TV and drinking beer.
Absolutely, and I've made mention of the fact many times on this program that I do not always accept the views of my guests. But that does not mean that I'm going to censor guests who come on and present different views than the ones that I have. So, I mean, it's just, I think that you should be objective and look at people's opinions, their views, their research, and then you can accept it or reject it. And certainly not vilify people simply because they have a different opinion based on their research.
Well, I think that the problem is, you see, is if you want a mainstream news network like CBS or something like that, people would never accuse you of, because you know, they would never expect that the presenter on that network to agree with every guest that they have on.
But
when you're
not
on a what's known as an alternative or referred to as an alternative news network, whereas actually it is the true news, some of the listeners think that everybody that you have on your show, you endorse their opinions.
Of course I don't.
And there'll be certain things that I say or I've referred to that you'll disagree with, and there'll be some that you do, things that you don't agree with. So, you know, the whole idea is to get things out there, and that's exactly why I did the timeline that I did, because there are so many conflicting views, and it's only by studying as much as you can until you get satisfied with what you consider to be the accurate one. And it all comes from whether it's books, DVDs, shows, whatever, and you have to put that together and trust your judgment. But unless you're actually personally there at the event and you see it for yourself, like we talked about Hitler earlier, it's still a grey area. Nobody really knows. Nobody can really say, but the only people that could are people that were there, and they're not here anymore.
Absolutely. And I believe that our listeners are objective enough to form their own opinions. So, anyway, thank you so much for being on the program today, Andy. It's been very enjoyable.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a great show, as always, Deanna. Thank you for inviting me on.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
Financial